No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this January 18th, 2017. And we're awfully glad you're spending part of your Wednesday with us. From the Broadcasting Center in the rainy Texas capital city, I'm David Brown. Get well wishes to the 41st president, 92-year-old George H.W. Bush, admitted to Houston Methodist Hospital. Also, a late-breaking story, a high-profile Texas state representative indicted this morning. More coming up shortly. First, let's do the numbers. And apologies, I know from experience the numbers make some people's eyes glaze over. Let me give you an example. We know that Texas has about $105 billion in state money to spend in this next legislative session. The Rainy Day Fund closing in on a record $12 billion, and on the sidelines, another $1.5 billion in surplus funds, a little emergency stash. Now watch this. How much money is in the Texas budget? See, the correct answer is $105 billion. The point of this exercise, though, is to underscore the difficulty of following something so, abstract? Is $105 billion a lot of money when it comes to the Texas budget? Well, let's look at it this way. It's $4 billion less than 3 years ago, almost $8 billion less than 2015. Are we looking at a tighter budget? Yes, we are. Is the sky falling? No, it is not. Do we have a cushion? Yes, we do. Almost $12 billion if needed. So are lawmakers in agreement here on what to do, how to spend this money? No, they are not. Not yet. How much of a difference of opinion? We're talking about $5.3 billion worth. Look, these are still early days. The session just got started. But what do these numbers add up to so far? Sean Collins Walsh reports on state government and politics for the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And so the budget battle begins in earnest. But what is it with this $5.3 billion discrepancy? How did that happen?
It happened because the House and the Senate in the Texas legislature proposed different starting points for the budget. So they each come up with their initial proposal. This is the beginning of the legislature, and they have until the end of May to fight it out. And the budget is the only thing that they are required by the Texas Constitution to pass before the lawmakers get to leave Austin. So this is just the opening shots.
Okay, so am I correct in saying that in addition to having to pass a budget, they have to pass a particular kind of budget as well, one that's balanced?
Correct, one that is balanced. And money is a little tight right now, and both houses and the governorship are controlled by Republicans who do not want to raise taxes under any circumstances.
Right.
So to balance it this year, it looks like there's going to have to be some cuts.
So help me here. Why would the House then overshoot what the controller said we had in terms of money to spend, Texas's own funds? I think that the House has overshot it by, what, $5 or $6 billion?
About $4 billion in state spending and a little more than that in overall spending, which includes federal match funds for those programs. And Joe Strauss, who is the Speaker of the House, Republican from San Antonio, has not explained yet how that could come. Some of the other members in the House have suggested maybe it will come from the Rainy Day Fund, which will have close to $12 billion mm-hmm. by the end of the next biennial.
Right.
Maybe this is just the starting point and they'll cut some things out. Also, something that tends to happen if we're on an upswing, which Texas is, although not a huge upswing, in the middle of the legislature, you may see the comptroller, Glenn Hager, come back and say, actually, we have a couple more bucks lying around.
Ah, okay. Let me sort of roll back just a little bit more, because it seems like the House is always more willing to spend than the Senate. Or do I have that wrong?
At least in this Joe Strauss's House and Dan Patrick, who's the lieutenant governor's Senate, era, certainly the Senate takes a more conservative approach to just about everything. That doesn't mean Strauss is a liberal by any means. Even the House budget would cut spending by 5.6% when compared with population growth and inflation for the current services. So this is conservative and more conservative. And yes, it's fair to say that Joe Strauss is more moderate overall than his partner in the Senate.
I guess the way to look at this is that we have two different starting points, but ultimately, what does that mean for what we're likely to see at the end of this session?
These starting points contain a bunch of moving parts. So they make different assumptions on Medicaid. They make different assumptions on what border spending will be, and that's going to be an evolving political issue as the Trump administration gets going and starts presumably spending more on the border. So these are just starting points. I would look more to the specific policies within the budget proposals than the overall number in terms of what fights are going to come. So you can see that border security, the House is a little bit less eager to spend the same amount that Texas is spending on the border, $663 million for the House, $800 million for the Senate. So that could be an interesting debate moving forward.
But then we have some ongoing crises. For instance, what's going on in the foster care system in Texas? As you look at these numbers, are those issues reflected here?
They are. The House and the Senate were close to right around each other on CPS spending. CPS has had a huge crisis, the overloaded caseworkers, kids sleeping in state offices, and they came together in the interim. There was an emergency funding package, and in the documents that came out yesterday, they were both around $260 million. I think the House spent a couple million more, but they do seem to be in the same ballpark, at least on that issue.
When do they have to wrap all of this up? I guess it would be, what, by August 31st? Isn't that the last day of the current budget year?
That is when the fiscal year ends, but they have to do this by June 1st, which is the deadline for the legislature to pass the budget and wrap up.
Sean Collins-Walsh is going to be covering the back and forth between House and Senate leaders. He covers state government and politics for the Austin American-Statesman. Sean, thanks so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Thank you.